to all who are weak, in need of courage and strength. Come, let us seek the Lord together. For all who are sad, looking for a place of comfort, come, let us turn our faces toward the one who loves without end. To all who are burdened, searching for a place of rest, come, let us lay our burdens down. For all who are alone, looking for a place of belonging, come, let us join our hearts and our voices. To all who are full of joy, let us worship and sing songs of praise. Come, behold the only true and faithful one. Come, let us adore him, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. God is with us. When time began and the world was shaped, God is with us. When the first star shone and the waters were gathered to one place, God is with us. When the firstborn fell and walked away, God is with us. Through the darkest of nights and the brightest of days, God is with us. No matter how far you wander, or how far you run, God is with us. Through sickness and health, in poverty and wealth, through pain and delight, in blindness and sight, through joy and sorrow, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. To ransom his people and comfort those who mourn, to heal our brokenness and set us free, to separate the clouds of night and shine light in the shadows of death, to bring unity where there is discord and peace where there is war, to direct our paths and lift us on high, to bring us to the place of overwhelming surrender, dependence, and awe. O come, Emmanuel.
The Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Spirits by thine advent here, disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice,
as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Wise men.